We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Freedom Mortgage, dedicated to veterans and your homeownership needs. Visit freedommortgage.com/CBSVets, NMLS 2767, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, another episode of Vet Story and another veteran to talk about a story. My buddy Jake Hughes.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, man. Good. All right, now, you know, as my colleague here at ConnectingVets.com, you see the stories that, you know, we pass out every day. Bo Bergdahl's certainly been in the news.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And as we are awaiting the verdict and his sentencing, one of the most interesting things about this story are the comment fields that just fill up with, like,
veterans are passionate people, and we only have two settings, on or off. So people are either don't care about this guy anymore, or they want him to, you know, suffer some medieval punishment of some kind.
Right, exactly. So I thought, let's do this. Let's have us kind of do some radio theater here. Let's do a little podcast theater. Find your best character, and let's just read some comments that we found, not just on our Facebook page, but just scanning the galaxy of comments related to Bo Bergdahl. Read to me some comments. Change the names to protect the innocent.
Okay, this one's, we'll say this is from Jeff. Why is he still wearing medals and ribbons and sergeant stripes? He needs to be stripped of all honors.
He needs to be stripped. I like how you just lost it there. That's good. All right. And let's find somebody that's siding with Bergdahl.
Well, Bergdahl already served his sentence when he was captured by the Taliban for 5 years. He doesn't need anything else. Anything extra is abusive and cruel and unusual punishment on behalf of our government.
It's like your cartoon voice is a mixture of cartoon voice and bourbon, I think. I don't know. If I didn't know any better, I'd say Jake's drunk.
There may or may not be a healthy amount of alcohol in his voice.
That's awesome. All right, let's try our hand now at something heavier. Something dark.
Life in prison for Bo Bergdahl would be like a slap on the wrist for deserting his comrades. No sympathy here!
Oh, man. All right. All right. You nailed it. Jake Hughes, thank you very much for stopping by Podcast Theater.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me on the show. It was an honor. I shall be in my trailer.
All right. From my colleague, Jake Hughes, we go to the always notable and quotable Jonathan Copanger. Hello.
Hello.
And you have a musical theater background.
I do.
So this next segment, I think, for podcast theater is in your lane, okay? Now, you have no idea what I'm getting ready to hand you.
Right.
But on this piece of paper here is...
this one.
Yeah. Those are the comments taken from beneath the Bo Bergdahl stories we've published.
Brave. Brave people.
We'll set them, you know, to music.
Okay.
So bring your musical theater game. Read me a comment or two over... over this track. Let's go with Sophisticated Romantic Cocktail Jazz.
And that works, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
He's going to get stabbed to death in a VA parking lot, is my prediction. Piece of crap traitor.
That's great. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me switch gears here. Let me give you another one. This says kitschy, funny jazz, which all three words have nothing to do with the story.
Not
so it's perfect for the comments. Okay. I'll start. And then you just read along the page with me of these comments. Damn. Not only were service members killed and severely injured while looking for this lowlife scum, but they killed a military service dog. Makes me livid. How anyone could excuse this traitor.
I was hoping that Obama pardoned this guy.
Say what?
He should have never been in a war situation with his personality. He obviously is not a bad person. He already paid for any sins he may have committed with his captivity at the hands of the Taliban. Maybe 5 years in prison.
The reply is perfect. Bullshit! I bet the six families that lost their loved ones are looking for the traitor. Don't think 5 years is enough.
It shouldn't matter what they think in this type of situation. Punishment should not be for retribution. Only for public safety, rehabilitation, and deterrence.
Stupid traitor, he's a coward. Stupid traitor, he's a coward. Stupid traitor, he's a coward. Traitor and desertion, and you want to release this scum? This just will open the floodgates to more desertions. And the judge should be tried for being unlogical, because he just don't know the UCMJ. From what I am sure of, Bergdahl is a class A up who got his squad mates in deep all shot up. Bergdahl should plead guilty to all of the above.
All of the above.
Lock him up and throw away the key.
A traitor is a traitor. We traded 5 terrorists, 1 supposedly American soldier. If he was anything but what he took his oath for. Life. Life in prison for Bo Bergdahl would be like a slap in the wrist for deserting his comrades. No sympathy here.
Bergdahl sucks. Justice rarely served. I want tacos.
Me too.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, did we do something there? I mean, I think that's maybe, is that the best justice we could give to this otherwise miserable story?
Us singing? The best justice? I don't know about that, but...
Maybe that's part of his punishment. This jerk has to sit and listen to us riff on comments, ripping him to shreds for the rest of his life.
I'll volunteer. I will absolutely volunteer. At least one day a week.
Bam. Been served, Bergdahl.
Done.
That turned out weirder than I thought. So let's wrap it up with my colleagues, Matt Saintsing and Morning Briefing host, Eric Dame. Also, all right, just a real quick poll around the room before we switch gears.
Yeah.
What do you think the appropriate sentence would be?
Bad conduct discharge, a.k.a. big chicken dinner, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. That follows you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It makes you ineligible for employment, certain government benefits,
sure.
Employment with any company that contracts with the government. So think about how many companies contract with the government. That affects your life. Honestly, I think that my opinion falls along the lines of some others that I've seen where I'm done with him. You know what? Let's be rid of him. Give him the bad conduct discharge. Take as much money as you can from him back from whatever he got of that back pay that he got from while he was in custody there. And just get rid of him so we don't have to. I don't want our tax dollars going towards, you know, keeping him fed in prison in Leavenworth. No. Get him out.
Okay. All right. In an unrelated story, but yet could sound somewhat similar, we go from a guy that walked off a base in Afghanistan to a guy that literally just walked off a base in South Dakota.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Excuse me.
The other Dakota. We have two. I don't know why, but we have two.
I screwed up as I lived in South Dakota.
Oh, my God. Well, I should thank you for your service. Why would you ever do that?
I damn well should.
Sorry for all the South Dakotans out there.
But we go to a guy who walked off an Air Force base in Minot, North Dakota in July of 1977. Eric covered this story on the Morning Briefing. Give me some details on Mr. Jeffrey Michaels.
Here's a question for both of you guys. When you were in the military, you remember having a 96, right? Four-day weekend because a holiday was on like a Thursday and they gave you Friday off too, like Thanksgiving, for example, would always happen on. Sometimes if like 4th of July was on a Monday, they knew you weren't making it to work on a Tuesday.
Right.
So give them Tuesday to recover, come back to work on Wednesday. So as I see this story that he disappeared, I say, oh, he disappeared on July 6th, 1977. That's pretty close to a holiday. Let me look at it. July 4th, 1977 was a Monday. So the way the military typically works, you're going to get a 4-day that week, and they're going to give you Tuesday because, again, they know everybody's out partying on the 4th of July.
Right.
Let's not set ourselves up for failure by telling everybody to be there bright and early on the 5th of July. So he was supposed to report for duty on the 6th. Do I know this for a fact? No. But, again, the timing of it and what we know about how the military works, whether he was on a 96 or maybe he had to work during a 96 and wasn't happy about that, Jeffrey Michaels just vanished off the face of the earth. Some people at Minot are said to have already vanished off the face of the earth.
Yeah, because, right, yeah.
I mean, I was not in the Air Force, but in like Iceland where I served, there was an Air Force contingent there, about a quarter of the base population. And they spoke of Minot in like hushed tones. It was like being sent to Antarctica, but without the cool ribbon that comes along with going to Antarctica.
It's like Antarctica, but not cool, man.
It's not cool. It's
well, empty. Look, in its defense, the Dakotas are on a real big comeback in the last decade, what with
the oil boom.
Yeah, with the oil boom. So,
that's North Dakota specifically, right?
Yeah, and that's, I'm sure Minot's got to be near some of the oil fields and some of that wealth and things that are being developed there. And from what I understand,
to see the wealth that they don't have, and that makes sense.
From what I understand, they have a Fridays now, they have a couple really good strip clubs. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, what else does one need? They didn't have those things in 1977.
In 77, it would have been
called like Bisons? We're going down to Bisons.
Everything is called Bisons.
There are probably more buffalo than human. I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but I have a sneaking suspicion that there is definitely more wild game in North Dakota than there are human beings. You know, it's just like,
It's definitely one of the states where there's more cattle than people. I know that from having worked radio in South Dakota.
Let's hope they don't rise up. The cows will rise again.
The cows. Terminator 2. You ever see that? Imagine if they were cows. That'd be pretty awesome. So, Jeff Michaels goes missing in 1977.
Right.
On the 40th anniversary of him going missing, actually 40 years and like 2 days after he went missing, someone posted a photo of him from, 1977 era, the last time he was seen by anybody, including his family and friends. Wow. He just disappeared off the face of the earth, and they don't know what happened to him. I mean, he just disappeared into the barren tundra of North Dakota.
He just went off the grid. Went off the grid.
Totally off the grid. So on the 40th anniversary, somebody posted his information in a photo on a Facebook group called Veteran Doe. Like John Doe, unidentified.
I'm like, money, get some vet dough.
Veteran Doe is to help identify missing veterans. And most of them are going to have mental health issues, homeless people that are kind of living a vagrant lifestyle where they can just kind of, like the old hobo with the bindle, the stick with the handkerchief on it, just hopping on a railway. You don't know where they are and you want to find them. You want to make sure they're okay. Someone thought maybe that was the case with Jeff Michaels, right?
And these might be photos, or these people on this Facebook page may be relatives looking for their long lost relative.
We don't know who posted it, because by the time this story ends, and we'll get to that here in just a moment, the post was taken down after Jeffrey Michaels was found. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
40 years and 2 days after he disappears, the Facebook post goes up. 3 months after that, Jeffrey Michaels is located. He's doing a little bit of what we call cosplay. That's where, you pretend to be another character.
Is he a LARPer?
He was pretending to be a guy named Jeffrey Lance, who ran a construction company in Sanford, Florida, was married with children, was the president of his homeowners association at one point. He just went off the grid and started a new life, and things were going pretty good for old Jeff Michaels for 40 years until, for some reason, we don't know specifically if it was that Facebook post that led to it, and maybe that refreshed the Air Force's memory, like, oh, yeah, whatever happened to that guy? And they started looking for him. Sanford, Florida. He was there. He was arrested by the Seminole County Sheriff's Office and handed over to the United States Air Force, I believe the Office of Special Investigations.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay. Obviously, nobody died looking for this guy.
No.
And it wasn't in a combat zone.
Right.
The 70s, weren't at war in 77.
The 70s would have, it was the hangover from Nam era right there. We weren't really actively involved in too many things, and certainly not actively involved in much at all in Minot, North Dakota. Yeah. What do you do about this guy?
Well,
he's lived a relatively decent life, right? He's raised kids.
Everything we know, that the only legal documents they found on him was him like applying for the proper licenses for his construction company years ago.
Sure.
Things like that. So he hasn't broken the law after breaking the law. So there's your little conundrum right there. Here's the other thing that I saw someone saying, well, you say there's not a statute of limitations, but that's only during a time of war. If he didn't desert during a time of war, there is a statute of limitations.
What is it?
One, I don't know if that's true. I still need to look into that because I just saw this comment. Two, he was still on the books during Grenada, Operation Desert Storm, Global War on Terrorism, Iraq, Afghanistan. He was still a member of the military and remained deserted through those times of war. So the lack of statute of limitations, I believe, still applies.
What, all war aside, all calendar year aside,
right.
Look, no one could have looked into the future and known how many wars we'd be involved in, you know, in 1977.
Right.
Dude up and just bails and leaves and goes and reboots his life, so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you really do to the guy? I mean, doesn't he just get... I mean, okay, let's go ahead and give him the charge, charge him with the crime, make him pay maybe even a fine. But at this point... is there anything to do to the guy? Can you imprison this guy? And really, does that do anything? Does any good come from incarcerating a guy that just plain left?
I think the only, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm thinking the only good that would come from it, if you're worried about a deterrent, where you're like, we're going to slam this guy 40 years after he left. So if you leave the U.S. military today, we're going to come after you. There's not going to be a day you can survive and live your life without being in fear that the U.S. government's going to knock on the door. And let me just say, I'm kind of curious in the moment of when police knocked on his door and they're like, you know, Airman such and such, and he's probably like, Jeffrey, I haven't heard that name in years.
Well, no,
like,
he still went by Jeffrey.
Okay.
He didn't even change the first name. He was like,
but Airman would be a trip.
Yeah, he's probably like, oh God, this is it. You know, like, he had this thought of he's going to get away with it. He's got one over the U.S. government. You know, it got away from the Air Force, no problem. And then this happened, and he's just like, oh crap. So... I think, you know, there is maybe an argument to be made about a future deterrent.
Do you think, personally, that you need that kind of deterrent? Do you feel that while you were in, you needed a deterrent to stay in and not leave your post?
I didn't, but I was in the 101st Airborne Division, and that is its own deterrence. I did not want people to come after, you know, I was afraid on the weekends. I'm like, man, I better shave because you never know when First Sergeant's going to call, you know.
They drop in on you. They'll parachute in.
Or fast rope in or something like that, right? You're just like, oh God.
So, who are you kissing on private?
Yeah, right.
Is that an Adam's apple? Get away.
Oh God.
Here's what I think they should do. Force him to go to a court-martial and just give him the bad conduct and get rid of him. Make him do it in his uniform.
I was just thinking that. Like, make him fit into his uniform.
He's 64 now. What are the chances? Construction worker or not, his body's probably shifting.
Give him a
PT
test. Give him a PT test.
And make him run the PRT a couple times.
If you can pass a PT test today, like, we'll let you go.
Or even better, what if they just bring him back to active duty? You've got 3 years left on your enlistment.
Oh,
you're going to do it.
In Minot. In Minot, North Dakota.
Take him to Minot.
Hey, how was Sanford? Welcome to Minot.
Go check out the bristly moose or whatever they got up there now.
He has to stand guard like all winter long. Like he has to stand.
Just whatever the worst duty is.
He's been in Sanford, Florida for like 4 years or something. So like, oh God.
Toilets need cleaning again. Where's Jeffrey at? Hey, come here, privates.
Get back over here, Airman.
I left you a good one in stall 3. There you go. Take care of that for me. That's good. And that seems about as good a place as any to end this podcast. I want to thank Morning Briefing host Eric Dame, reporters Matt St. Singh, and the singing sensation Jonathan Kopanger, and Jake Hughes, producer and character voice actor extraordinaire.
Life in prison for Bo Bergdahl would be like a slap on the wrist for deserting his comrades. No sympathy here!
For Vet Story, I'm Phil Briggs, and we'll talk to you again on ConnectingVets.com. No, it's a podcast. We have plenty of time.
Podcast, bro.
I have time.
Do whatever you want.
All day.
Phil doesn't really do anything all day, so he says he's just got all day.
Well, that makes two of us.
He just called out that he just called the fuzz on himself, basically.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.